I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Taliban enforced Sharia law went into effect this week in part of Pakistan's northwest frontier province, and many believe this is the first step towards seizing control of the country. President of Open Doors Carl Mueller says already the Taliban has dispensed swift, harsh justice. Mueller says Christians are already seeing increased violence.
We've had reports of people being kidnapped by the Taliban. They've disappeared. The Muslim background believer church is in deep hiding right now because of these increases in violence against visible Christians.
Despite the violence, Christians are committed to preaching the gospel. Next, India's election season begins today and will stretch across 4 weeks. Dave Stravers is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. The ruling Congress party is secular and more friendly to freedom of religion, but they're also on the defensive. The Hindu extremist BJP has also lost ground. That leaves the election open to a power grab from one of the other political parties.
We need to pray that the people who do vote will also value the freedom of religion that is enshrined in the Constitution of India, and will also call their leaders to account to enforce laws that do protect people who convert from one religion to another.
And Micah 6:8 says, to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. This is the theme verse for Food for the Hungry's 6:8 Sunday, where the church is encouraged to follow Micah 6:8 by reaching out to the needy. You can encourage your church on how child sponsorship brings the gospel and new life to those in need. 6:8 Sunday is April 26th this year, so contact Food for the Hungry now for materials. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is now offering a copy of the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle with E3 Partners. Get Breakthrough by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.